Alabaster box, box. Alabaster box, box. Alabaster box, box. Yeah, alabaster box, box. Alabaster box, box. Alabaster box. Shh. Alabaster.
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 Wow, just amazing. Who are you guys?
Well, my name is Sam. I sing the Alabaster.
And you are?
And I'm Michael. I sing.
My name is Gideon Alote. I sing bass.
Wow.
My name is Horst Ayub and I sing falsetto.
Fantastic. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you. Alabaster box. Why that name?
If you look at the Bible very well, the Bible talks about a story where a woman came to meet Jesus at dinner and broke an alabaster box of ointment and pour the oil on the feet of Jesus. And what is significant for us is the box itself. You know, we were made to understand that it was so precious. People don't just break it. They keep it for years. But she could sacrifice all that for Jesus. And then the ointment in the box itself, the sweet fragrance, you know, fill the whole place they were. So we are likening that to the music.
Right.
And we are likening the box to our lives. We are letting our lives go. And then so that the sweet fragrance, which is the music, will fill the world.
So do you do mainly, you know, Christian gospel music then, Michael?
Sure, straight up. We do stuff like maybe inspiration. We call them inspirational songs as well. Mm. But then the farthest we can go as far as secular is concerned is maybe you have a product. You want us to do a jingle.
Like the BBC Focus on Africa jingle? Would you do that for me now?
How do we do that? We'll put some words on it later for you.
Thank you very much. All right, okay. I'll settle for that. It's good enough. Look, how did you guys get together?
Yeah, it started 1995. Sammy, our lead singer, Gideon, our bass singer, and David, who's now our road manager, started it all in 1995. Sammy started it, and they were a trio at the time.
Do you hold on to your regular jobs because music doesn't pay?
Music is a passion for us. I tell people I'm a journalist, you know, by profession, but I'm a musician by calling. Our first CD in Ghana, we sold a lot of CDs when we travel, like UK, US, and stuff like that. But in Ghana, we gave it to a guy to sell it for us. As I'm speaking now, 19 years on, zilch.
Nothing?
Yeah.
So he's not lucrative?
Yeah.
That's why you hold on to your regular jobs?
I wouldn't say that's why. I just love to sing.
We love to sing.
What is it about singing? I mean, does it give you a feel-good factor?
You know, we have a lot of high blood pressure in Ghana, but music really cools you down, you know? For me in particular, anytime with the issues, business here and there, when I sing, it cools me down. It makes me into a state of calmness.
So when you're stressed out, you sing.
Yeah, I sing.
Brother. So when you're stressed out, say on the trot, the public transport, in a car, in traffic, you just burst out into song.
We used to do that.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll be traveling to Takoradi maybe for a show. We'll be sitting in the bus, STC, and we'll be singing. Sing.
Look, I'm stressed out right now. Not because of you. Give me a 30-second rendition that'll just sort me out. Let's go.
One, two, three, let's go.
Amazing stuff there. You know, that African beatbox you just did, you're not just imitating some random instruments, are you?
No, I'm playing the sticks. You know, in Ghana we have these sticks, two sticks that would beat. Or what other people call the devro. Mm-hmm.
I do the congas. Mm. So.
I do the bass.
But you see, in Ghana, we call it the gome drum.
And then you do?
And I do the rattle or maracas.
Okay, let's go.
Incredible. incredible stuff. Listen, I'm just wondering how long it's taking for you guys to be able to do this.
This is Horst speaking, because we used to be in the same church at the time, so it was very easy to get together and rehearse. Like you said, anytime you find two or three of us in a bus, on a car, on a trotro, you know, we best out in music. Some of these things we do came up by accident. I remember we did Akwaaba, our first song on our first album, and the studio had some issue with sound, keeping the sound in or keeping the sound out. Mm. And we heard a cockerel crow, you know, in the song. And we said, it sounded nice. Is it possible? Can we get somebody to do it? Mm. You know, and I told him, I can do that.
So what sound did he make then?
Network Africa revived.
And this is why the roosters hear and they get jealous. Even the actual roosters.
But of course. So that's how it started. So we said, okay, so let's try.
Welcome, where's our love? Akwaaba, bon arrivé. Welcome, wezolo. Akwaaba, bon arrivé. Zimbera mama zimbe, zimbera mama zimbe, zimbera mama zimbe, zimbera mama zimbe. Zimbera mama zimbe, zimbera mama zimbe, zimbera mama zimbe, zimbera mama zimbe.